This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. With the start of the open enrollment period, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance are warning residents of a significant increase in the cost of health care coverage. According to a press release, the 2026 plan year rates for the state's individual marketplace show residents could see their premiums more than double with the expiration of the ACA tax credits. A number of western Wisconsin counties were highlighted as ones that could see some of the largest increases in health care costs. In Eau Claire County, a family of four making $130,000 a year on a silver plan could see their yearly premiums jump by $24,000, and that same family in Barron County could see an even bigger increase of $24,500. 60-year-old couples on silver plans in both counties could see their yearly premiums increase by well over $30,000. In La Crosse County, the family of four could see their yearly premiums jump by around $17,500, and the 60-year-old couple could see their yearly premiums jump by over $25,000. With funding for food share benefits uncertain, state officials are working on a variety of solutions to ensure residents can afford their groceries. On Friday, Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order declaring a state of emergency due to the disruptions in food share benefits caused by the ongoing federal government shutdown. According to a press release, the executive order directs state agencies to take any and all measures to respond to the issue. It also directs the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to increase its enforcement against price gouging to protect residents who are already struggling to put food on their tables from facing inflated prices as well. Attorney General Josh Call also announced a court order Friday directing the U.S. Department of Agriculture to use contingency funding for SNAP programs. The federal court's ruling was the result of a multi-state lawsuit seeking to keep the program funded during the federal government shutdown. It also directed the agency to inform the court if it will fully or partially fund SNAP programs by the end of today. Notably, the court order stated that if the contingency funding at the center of the lawsuit cannot fully restore SNAP benefits, the federal government may consider additional funding sources. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A Bucks win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, a Bucks victory thanks to a jump shot at the buzzer by Giannis Antetokounmpo. 117-115 over the Pacers. Doc Rivers says, though, Giannis is getting fouled every night and not getting the calls.
I just think the way he gets officiated is not right. It's brutal, and hell, we can call a foul every time. Well, if you do, they'll stop fouling him. So, anyway, we won.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight in Toronto against the Raptors. College hoops, number 24th ranked Wisconsin over Campbell University, 96-64. Marquette beat Albany, 80-53. NFL, a report says Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs will now miss time with a sprained knee, and tight end Tucker Kraft out for the season with a torn ACL.
I mean, he's a hell of a player, hell of a teammate, hell of a guy. I'm bummed for him. I'm bummed for us. But now other guys are going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy late tonight with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a bit cooler with a high right around 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.